This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern thanked New Zealanders Saturday for delivering her party a landslide general election victory. Reuters' Edward Barron has more.
New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern delivered the biggest election victory for the centre-left Labour Party in half a century on Saturday, as voters rewarded her for decisive leadership in recent months. Ardern will face the challenge of delivering on the progressive transformation she promised but failed to deliver in her first term, where Labour shared power with the Nationalist Party. Ardern promised supporters she would build an economy that works for everyone, creates jobs, train people, protect the environment and address climate challenges and social inequalities.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. French officials say a suspect shot dead by police after the gruesome beheading of a history teacher near Paris was an 18-year-old Moscow-born Chechen refugee. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Anti-terrorism prosecutor Jean-Francois Ricard says an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive had been opened. The suspect, who'd been granted a 10-year-old residency in France as a refugee in March and was not known to intelligence services, had been armed with a knife and an airsoft gun, which fires plastic pellets. Ricard added a text claiming responsibility for killing the teacher and a photograph were found on the suspect's phone. The suspect was shot dead after he failed to respond to orders to put down his arms and acted in a threatening manner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hundreds marched in Lebanon's capital Saturday to mark the first anniversary of a non-sectarian protest movement that has rocked the political elite but has yet to achieve its goal of sweeping reform. From Washington, this is VOA News. Armenia and Azerbaijan say they have agreed to declare a humanitarian truce beginning at midnight Sunday. The foreign ministers of both countries issued a joint statement confirming the truce. Tens of thousands of people took to the streets in a wave of protests across Bangkok and other Thai cities on Saturday, this in defiance of a government crackdown following 3 months of demonstrations aimed at the prime minister and Thailand's king. Protesters are demanding the removal of Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, a former military ruler, and they have also become openly critical of Thailand's new king. U.S. President Donald Trump continues a hectic series of rallies across the United States on Saturday, 17 days before the presidential election. The president is campaigning in the battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin. He is trying to make up lost ground against Democratic challenger Joe Biden. Biden, after making several campaign stops Friday in Michigan, is keeping a low profile on Saturday in his hometown of Wilmington, Delaware. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says a divided world has failed to rise to the challenge of fighting the coronavirus pandemic. He is warning a concerted action is needed to prevent millions of people being pushed into poverty and hunger. This comes as millions of Europeans are facing tough new coronavirus restrictions Saturday as governments are stepping up efforts to slow the surge in infections. Chancellor Angela Merkel is urging Germans to come together to slow the spread of the coronavirus. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
New restrictions have gone into effect in several European nations in an effort to staunch the resurgence of the pandemic, the German chancellor saying difficult months are ahead. How the winter will be, how our Christmas will depend on everyone's behavior, she says. While in Paris and eight other French cities, restaurants, bars, movie theaters, and other establishments were being forced to close no later than 9 p.m. to try to reduce contact between people. The country is deploying 12,000 extra police officers to enforce the new rules. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Nigerians took to the streets of Lagos Saturday to join mounting protests against police brutality. More than 10,000 demonstrators clogged roads, bringing the center of the economic hub to a standstill. Anger over abuses by the police's notorious Special Anti-Robbery Squad erupted into widespread demonstrations last week, forcing the government to scrap the unit. The government of Sudan says International Criminal Court prosecutor Fatou Bensouda is beginning a five-day visit to Sudan to discuss the potential extradition of former President Omar al-Bashir. For more news, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.